It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 16th, 2020. According to the earliest available records, city planners on the island of Manhattan laid out a simple roadway on this date in 1824 that would one day become New York City's famed Fifth Avenue. Although it did not start out as the greatest retail strip in the world, its early history was far from humble. Expensive private residences lined the avenue north of 34th Street during the Gilded Age of the 1870s, owned by people with last names such as Vanderbilt and Astor and Carnegie. These well-heeled families all chose Fifth Avenue as the setting for their private homes and went about one-upping each other in size, amenities, and overall splendor. These same families were instrumental in preventing Fifth Avenue from having a subway line, an elevated railway, or even a streetcar service. Instead, horse-drawn omnibuses, courtesy of the Fifth Avenue Transportation Company, later the Fifth Avenue Coach Company, carried passengers from the Upper East Side and Central Park to Lower Fifth Avenue in Greenwich Village. Motorized buses were introduced by 1907, right after Benjamin Altman opened the first major department store on the corner of 34th Street and Fifth Avenue in 1906. Around this same time, the first round of luxury hotels were being constructed along the avenue, financed by some of the very same families who had previously built mansions just a few blocks away. But as with the subway and the streetcar, other residents fought against the construction of the hotels, complaining about blasting and fireproofing and the liquor that they would make available for sale. Nonetheless, the hotels were victorious, and the great age of the Fifth Avenue Hotel was born. The St. Regis in 1904, the Gotham, now the Peninsula, in 1905, and the Plaza in 1907. In addition to the hotels and retail shops that began to make inroads into Upper Fifth Avenue at the turn of the 20th century, another tradition was being cemented into New York City lore, the parade tradition. Many of these parades have used Fifth Avenue for at least a century. One of the most famous is the annual Easter Parade, a fixture on Easter Sunday since at least the 1880s, since both St. Patrick's Cathedral and St. Thomas Church had thousands of congregants present for Easter services by that time. But, of course, it's the retail attractions of Fifth Avenue that have dominated the public's imagination for the last 100 years. Saks Fifth Avenue opened in 1924 in what turned out to be a fabulous location, directly across from Rockefeller Center, which itself was built between 1931 and 1939, providing even more retail as well as office space, restaurants, television studios, the world's most famous ice skating rink, and a giant Christmas tree every holiday season. Bergdorf Goodman opened at its present location in 1928, while Tiffany & Company, originally on 34th at Fifth Avenue, moved up to its present spot on the corner of 57th Street in 1940. The last piece of the puzzle was then in place. Fifth Avenue had become the world's greatest retail destination. And so it remains today. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 16th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.